Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This was like hors d'oeuvre camp, right? They just serve hors d'oeuvres. Now the big meal's coming when they open up camp. What is July? Do we have a date on that? Do you know the date?
I'm sure we do, but don't ask us.
Okay, I won't.
It's later in July.
Yeah. So, and then we get into the very high and hotly contested battles for quarterback. And really, I think that's what the big storyline's been for the mini camp that we've seen and the fact that everybody showed up. You know, we're not dealing with situations like they are in Cincinnati or they are in Pittsburgh where, you know, players aren't showing up and you're like, well, they're not at this mandatory camp. So, you know, the veterans end up taking like a $100,000 fine for not showing up for this stuff, but they're trying to make a point. And if they make a point and they get their contracts restructured, then they probably get that $100,000 back anyway, even if they missed a couple days. So I wish I had that gig. So, Jeff, what did we learn at Camp Mini or Mini Camp?
Camp Mini.
Yeah, it sounds more fun that way.
It sure does.
Mini Camp.
Gotcha, huh?
Wow, that was really good, Jeff. Thanks. I didn't expect that.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate that a lot.
What did we learn at Camp Mini? Yes.
Okay. Here's what we learned. This is kind of like I'm just throwing out some speculation based on things we observed.
Okay.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. By the way, Darryl Ryder coming up in 16 minutes.
Quinshon Judkins is your number one running back.
Okay.
You have a three-man race for quarterback.
So can I ask this question? I'm not trying to deviate.
Go ahead, deviate.
The majority of us feel like, even though what I said about the fans, what we got and the reality, and we're going to ask Darryl Ryder this too, is that Shedeur Sanders should find himself on the team, but is not really battling for the starting spot. Is that fair?
And I'm just speculating based on what we saw in 3 days of practice. If I'm not mistaken, and unless we missed something, Dylan Gabriel was the first quarterback up at some point during practice. So was Joe Flacco today for Flacco, Dano, correct? And then Kenny Pickett was the number one guy up. Shedeur was never the first guy up. Shedeur took fewer snaps. By the way, if Flacco had a son and his name was Dan, he could call him Dano Flacco.
Moving right along.
Thank you.
Yep.
So I would think.
Well played.
And I would think this is just fine because, you know, he played 2 years at Colorado. His offensive line wasn't very good. He threw tons of passes behind the line of scrimmage. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the idea of having Shedeur Sanders sit there all season, watch, learn, and maybe develop into a long-term viable option as your starting quarterback.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
I'm good at being an idiot, but all passes have to come from my line of scrimmage. I'm just curious. Is that what you meant to say?
Complete, He completed more passes behind the line of scrimmage, the stat that I saw, than any other quarterback in D1. In other words, wasn't throwing the ball like crazy downfield. Part of the reason might be because the offensive line didn't give him much protection.
Saying that he had to sit in the pocket. Is this what we're saying? I'm a little confused.
He completed more passes that were thrown behind the line of scrimmage than any other quarterback in D1, according to the stats.
Okay. Now I get it. I get what you're saying. I don't know why I thought.
Yeah, we've thrown that one out numerous times.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with, this is not an insult to him. It's not an insult to the Browns. If the Browns think they have something and that he's not quite ready, the worst thing they could do is throw him out there. Let him learn. Let him develop. Man, I hope the kid becomes a beast. That'd be great. Wouldn't that be great?
Does he have more time to learn and develop than Gabriel does?
No, but he probably needs more time. Dylan Gabriel played 6 years of college football at the Division I level. 1 year he didn't play very much because he got hurt. And he played at a high level and played extremely well. Extremely well. Shedeur Sanders played 2 years at a high level of college football and did okay. Doesn't mean he couldn't be a better pro eventually. Maybe he can be. And if I'm the Browns, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to set that kid up to succeed and see if he can be the guy. And if he can be the guy, Andy, congratulations. I mean, that would be awesome. And while you're doing that, if Dylan Gabriel goes out and impresses everybody and wins the job, that's awesome. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if once, since when? Since we had Bernie, Mike Pagel, Gary Danielson, we had more than one quarterback that you were really comfortable putting on the field? Kelly Holcomb was pretty good for a while.
But I think fans are always comfortable putting the number two quarterback on the field
until they actually play.
Like all the time. And if you need proof of that, go back to the Ravens game where DTR had to start week 2 when he was not ready. Not ready. Wow. I could say it again, but I don't need to. You already saw it. You lived it. I kind of reflect on what we have talked about over the last couple of days with this mini camp and where they're going with this team and what's ahead. I don't feel like there's been gigantic separation. Like, even though it does feel like Shedeur is kind of entrenched in that number four spot, that could change real quick when they get back to camp. I feel like Jory was right when we talked to her earlier today from Yahoo Sports. That
Jory Epstein.
Yeah, I think she's right that one of those guys. I don't know who's trading for Flacco, but I think one of those two, Pickett or Flacco, is getting traded. One of the veterans, and I think that they're going to go into it with Pickett or Flacco and the two rookies. I think that's the way it's going to go. I don't disagree with that at all.
That one kind of scares me.
But I think that's the truth.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store.
True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Someone's going to have a quarterback go down in camp. I hope it's not us, but someone's going to have a quarterback go down in camp, and they're going to be looking for someone they know can start, and I think you could feel comfortable either way. The question is, what team's coming at the Browns, and what are they looking for, and are they looking for a Flacco, or are they looking for Pickett? And they're probably looking for, if they're looking for a short-term quarterback, if their starting quarterback got hurt, they know they're going to be out for a couple weeks, and they don't feel comfortable with their current number two, then I think someone might come after Flacco pretty hard. I would. You don't want to lose a season the first couple weeks of the year.
You know, there's one thing that I almost feel like we need to throw out a disclaimer. We obviously, unfortunately for years, have been and really are now talking about quarterback and the mandatory minicamp and then what's coming up and everything else. Take a look at the rest of the team.
They don't. Oh, I thought you were saying the rest of the league. Do they really care?
How many position battles are there on this football team? Not very many. You need a left tackle. Can somebody emerge at wide receiver? And how are the running backs going to stack up? That's your offense. On your defense, who's going to play on the other side of the defensive line from Miles? If Mike Hall's healthy, you got to figure that he and Mason Graham are going to play a lot. You know, Schlesinger's going to play a ton at linebacker. He's probably going to start. And you got three good corners, and you know you'll figure out at safety. There's one spot that, I mean, is huge up in the air, and it's the biggest spot for an NFL team. And that's why, whether you like it or not, quarterback talk is dominating things right now. And we don't have a starter, and we need to find one. And there are four guys trying for that job, man. Andy, this is fascinating stuff to me. You know how I like stuff like that. This is going to be fun.
We're looking forward to this, the regular training camp, but really there's only five new starters if you want to look at it that way. Now, I know you want to put Mike Hall in there, and so if he would start, that would be...
If he's healthy.
But you're only, you know, unless Deontay Johnson can bump... Well, yeah, I think Deontay Johnson
could... If Deontay is good to go, he's going to start.
Yeah, is Jamari Thrash going to get... taken out. Is Jamari Thrash a starter right now? That's a question. No. Is Cedric Tillman a starter right now?
If Deontay Johnson shows up and Cedric is healthy, your starters are Jerry Jeudy, Deontay Johnson, and Cedric Tillman.
So maybe Jamari Thrash isn't a starter. I don't know if it's possible. If David Bell got healthy, I know you're not. Well,
but they might make the team. But see, that's not.
But if Deontay Johnson isn't there, Jamari Thrash may end up being your third wide receiver by default.
If Deontay Johnson isn't there, they'll be bringing in somebody else.
Quarterback, obviously, is a spot. I don't need to even tell you that. You know you're going to have a new starter at that spot.
That is the story. And folks might not like it, but it is the story.
Yeah, I don't know that Jerome Ford's going to be the starter, but there's a jumble there at running back, as you said. Are they going to have a fullback on the field, by the way, since they brought one in? Troy Harrison. I mean, they brought one in. I don't know if they'll have one on a regular basis. So you've got that story that's in front of you. And then on defense, you know, you've got two new guys on the line and Malik Collins and Mason Graham, but Mike Hall is right there on the outside. And then at linebacker, it's Carson Schlesinger. I mean, really, you're not looking at too many changes. You know what that defensive secondary is going to look like. It's pretty much locked. It's locked. You know who's going to be out there. So you're right.
So what's the story? Oh, there is one big story.
It's all quarterback.
There it is.
And positioning for running back.
There it is. I can't.
The defense seems very lame when it comes to storylines.
I'm assuming, Andy, at some point.
Not that they're lame. The storylines are lame.
At some point, we're not going to have that storyline.
The quarterback?
They're going to stumble into something, whether it's this year, whether it's next year in the draft. I mean, it has to happen.
Daryl,
you would think.
So you're saying in the next. I know you don't like when I do that. You're predicting.
You know who was right? Jory Epstein from Yahoo Sports.
We should know who the quarterback is by the
end of next year. Yeah. They should have discovered who their starting quarterback and quarterback of the next 5 to 7 years will be.
Should be.
That's the idea.
Interesting. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call. 216-474-0092. Daryl Ryder, our trusty Browns beat writer, will join us next. Yeah, he's like Underdog, isn't he? There's no need to fear. Daryl Ryder is here, and he'll be with us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.